Andrew Schneider on KNIA KRLS Radio here with Aaliyah Riddick and with Kylie Heemstra, two of the seniors on senior night. A tough loss to Norwalk, but Aaliyah, obviously two really good sets for the team. Your thoughts about how the girls battle against one of the best teams in 4A and the way you keep improving throughout the season?
I'm really proud of everyone, and from the beginning of the season, you can tell that we have really improved, especially on those weekend tournaments that we played. We just keep improving, and our defense and offense, just they are really good at putting each other up, and so we never have like a slope of where it's like really low. So I think that's really good.
Well, and Kylie, tonight a big comeback in set four. You were down 25-12 at the end of the third. What was the conversation knowing you didn't want senior night to end early, and what really motivated you to play so well in set four, do you think?
Yeah, so we just needed to bring back the energy, and like we all came full force, and we really wanted that to bring it into the fifth set. So we were really pushing hard, and coach always says no point lead is enough. So we just kept going and kept going until we hit 25.
Well, and Aaliyah, last week obviously you had the PC match, so there was more energy, but you're finally in your home gym. What was it like to finally be here, to have the crowd with you, and to be able to finally play at home?
Walking out and seeing everyone here, it's just like really nerve-wracking, but it's very exciting playing at home. It always is, with like the crowd and just the energy overall in the gym is just amazing.
Well, and Kylie, on top of that, it's kind of weird that you have senior night now because homecoming is your last home game, but what's it like to be able to be honored tonight with this group, especially with all that you've been through as a group, and what's it like to be able to celebrate your senior year?
Yeah, it was really amazing. I didn't really know what to expect because we haven't really been seniors. But yeah, it was really cool walking out with my parents and then having all the juniors and the rest of the sophomores and like the freshmen come and hand us our baskets and stuff. And that was really amazing.
Well, and we're about halfway through the season, not to freak you out too much. Obviously, time flies, but we're about that midway point, both conference and with a lot of your tournaments. What are your thoughts about where the team is at, and what are the things you think we need to really improve on in the second half of the season?
So going off of this game, which Norwalk is ranked number 6 right now, and we held like to them pretty well, and so I think that's really good for us. I really do believe that we could have like came out with the win, but there's obviously a couple things we need to work on, like our blocking in the middle and then like getting the ball to our middles more, and then yeah.
Well, Kylie, similar question. Obviously, you've made a lot of strides so far, but at this midway point in the season, what, as a senior leader, do you think you guys can work on to be even better?
Yeah, just keep encouraging and finding the open court. A lot of it comes down to our middle blocking, like Aaliyah said, and we've been really working hard on practice, and we're going to keep working hard on it, so that way by the time postseason comes and stuff, we're going to be ready to go.
Well, and the exciting part about how the schedule worked out is you had to wait a while to play at home, Aaliyah, but now you get 3 in a row. You've got your home tournament coming up. How do you hope to take advantage of your home court these next 3 games you have coming up here?
Playing at home, it's always like, I feel like it's always an advantage for us. We feel way more comfortable here. The crowd encourages us. We have way more energy, I feel like. And so I think it'll just be a really like good high for us.
Well, and Kylie, on top of that, too, you have big goals still at the end of the season. You've gotten really close to beating some ranked teams, and you've gotten some ranked teams like Ballard this past weekend. How excited are you to continue the challenge here at home against some great competition and maybe finally knock off a really good team here the second half of the season?
Yeah, we're really excited to work on beating those ranked teams to get us in a better position for when we have to play harder and just, like, challenging us so we know how to expect it when we get to postseason and stuff.
Aaliyah Riddick and Kylie Heemstra, two of the seniors of the Pella volleyball team, joining us after senior night. Ladies, congratulations. Look forward to seeing you in action again next week.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.